News this week out of California that regulators there have revoked the tax-exempt status of the nonprofit health insurer Blue Shield of California. Blue Shield drew the attention of regulators because of rate hikes, high executive compensation, and a cash surplus. The company is appealing the decision. Shayna Alex Charles is director of health insurance studies at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research. She joins us from LA. And Shayna, what does this decision mean for Blue Shield?
Well, it does mean that Blue Shield has a process that they have to go through at this point, where they either have to decide as a company if they want to keep the tax-exempt status and then take solid, firm steps to be able to prove that they are acting in the public good, or they're going to be forced in some sense to move to for-profit status, and they're going to have to reimburse the state for exempt taxes that they did not pay in prior years.
And what do you expect that they will do?
I expect that they will actually win on this appeal process. Blue Shield has been very active for the public good, and I have a feeling that this forcing of their hand is going to make sure that they do act in the future as more of a nonprofit than they have in the recent past.
But how can they claim a nonprofit tax-exempt status when they're paying an executive $5 million or they've got a $4 billion surplus or they're hiking rates? How does that fit in with a nonprofit mission?
Well, I think those are the things that are going to have to stop if they decide they want to keep that nonprofit status, honestly. I think they're going to have executive compensation that is not in line with the for-profit industry. I mean, I know that's what people usually argue. Companies argue that they're trying to compete with for-profits. Well, you shouldn't really be competing with for-profits. People who run not-for-profits should expect that the compensation isn't going to be as high, and the public good is part of that mission. And I think also they're going to have to stop not only raising their rates to unreasonable lengths, but also stop pulling out of zip codes that are, you know, quote unquote, not profitable, the rural zip codes, the more remote areas, where they were the only insurer who was able to go in there. And now that they've left, it's really left some people in a lurch.
Now, you look at the entire health insurance industry. Is this really a Blue Shield of California issue, or is this something that's much more common, that health insurance companies are getting this tax-exempt status when, in fact, perhaps they don't deserve it?
Well, I think in California, we have a very strong regulatory system that keeps a pretty close eye on these things. So here in California, our largest insurers are Kaiser, and they are not-for-profit. And then we also have Anthem, who bought up our former Blue Cross, who was not-for-profit and then decided to go for-profit. So we have, you know, a thriving competitive market with a mix of both not-for-profit and for-profit insurers. So I wouldn't say this is necessarily common where that tax-exempt status gets revoked, but I do think that it's good that our government structure is strong enough to be able to make sure that companies are actually acting in a way that makes them deserve that tax-exempt status, that they don't just get it automatically.
Well, what happened to Blue Cross of California once it lost that status? This was back in 1997, and now, as you say, it's become a for-profit company. Has that been good for the company? Has it been good for consumers or bad for consumers?
You know, it depends on your point of view, honestly. As a public health person, so I'm not a business person. I'm a person concerned with greatest access to care for you know, the best price, most affordable price. I do think that Anthem was the company that raised rates over 50% on some of its markets and sparked the outrage that led to the snowballing kind of enactment of the Affordable Care Act. So Anthem has been a company that has certainly been trying to kind of manipulate its consumers in a way that is not good for the public's health. And that is the for-profit company that came in when Blue Cross decided to convert. On the other hand, when Blue Cross converted, they did pay these back taxes as they were required to do. And that created two organizations in California, the California Endowment and the California Healthcare Foundation, who have really been instrumental in building up this public health infrastructure. But as a company, Blue Cross has not been working, you know, necessarily in the public's good, but in their own kind of, you know, shareholders' good since then.
So it sounds like you're saying if you are a consumer and you actually have choice in which health insurance provider to go after, you're probably better off in general going for a nonprofit rather than a for-profit.
Well, I am a little biased there. For myself and my family, I do choose Kaiser. I like the idea that Kaiser is not working for profit for shareholders, but instead is, you know, making medical decisions based on the needs of their patients. However, the problem with that is that not-for-profits don't have the financial incentive to kind of push ahead and do everything. So with Kaiser, you don't usually get, you know, every single extra bell and whistle. So I think there's pros and cons to both, and everyone needs to decide, you know, for their own family where they want the incentives to lie. I think people need to really look at the insurance market in their own area and who the players are and how those players have been acting before making that choice.
Shana Alex Charles, Director of Health Insurance Studies at UCLA's Center for Health Policy Research, talking with us about the decision in California to revoke the tax-exempt status of Blue Shield of California, a nonprofit provider. But there were some questions about rate hikes and high executive compensation and a big surplus. Shana, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.